Off the Ball.
Find us on Twitter at Off the Ball.
News Talk 106 to 108.
We're going to go to New York because Conor McGregor is in a little bit of trouble. The former double UFC world champion has been filmed attacking a bus containing fighters at the Barclays Center in Brooklyn. The venue was staging a press event for Saturday's fight at UFC 223 that will officially see McGregor stripped of the featherweight title he won 18 months ago, but he has never defended. One fighter, Michael Chiesa, suffered a laceration to his forehead because of the attack. McGregor and his entourage fled the scene immediately after attacking the bus. Now, Niall McGrath, who is an off-the-ball staffer and also an MMA reporter, live on the line from New York City. Niall, what the hell is going on?
You tell me. Just absolutely crazy stuff, Nathan. I was up at the arena earlier on, media day here. And, you know, it's not the first time Conor's been involved in something like this. Obviously, with the incident at Bellator Fighting Championships in Dublin when he jumped the cage. I was actually on text to one of the fighters after I left the arena asking what happened. He was in the bus and he said it was like gang activity, what was going on. They just stormed the arena. There was things being thrown at the bus, which was pretty crazy, you know. So he obviously was very unsettled by the incident being on the bus. But I think it actually stems back from an incident actually when I arrived in. I was on the same flight as one of Conor's teammates, Artem Lobov, on Tuesday. And Artem, literally again, just after I left him, I got dropped off at the hotel, had an incident with Khabib Nurmagomedov. And it seemed as though from the video we saw from that incident, there was eight or nine guys that surrounded Conor's teammate, Artem Lobov. So I think it stemmed from that, and that's why Conor and the guys tried to storm the arena today to go after Khabib.
Was McGregor expected at the arena today?
There was a lot of rumours whether he was going to be in New York at all. But, you know, Artem, being a teammate of his and a very, very close guy he's been with over the years, they've been sparring partners before Conor obviously got very, very big. They were right back to the early days in SBG. So, yeah, I thought he was going to be there. From what I knew, he was going to be there. Maybe not today, but he was expected in for Saturday's fight.
You've been talking to some of the fighters then who were on the bus. Like, just how serious an incident was this?
Well, this is a crazy serious incident because Dana White has come out straight away and said there's a warrant out for Conor McGregor's arrest. His flight, his plane will not leave New York. You know, there's a fighter, as you said, injured, Michael Chiesa. He's sustained lacerations to his face. He's supposed to be fighting Anthony Pettis on Saturday night. So it's a massively serious incident. Dana has said to a colleague of mine, Brett Okamoto from ESPN, that who wants to do business with Conor McGregor anymore? He questioned his mentality, questioned what he might be doing in his recreational time. And, you know, it's not a good look for the sport yet again. And Conor McGregor is the man causing the headlines and the headlines for the wrong reasons.
What sort of time period did this happen in? Was it all over in the space of a couple of minutes, or was there an opportunity for the fighters who were in the bus to stop, to get out, to see what was going on, to go after McGregor?
No, there was so many of Conor and his team and guys in his entourage that the UFC security staff were sort of ushering them away, trying to get them away from the bus, but there was objects thrown at the bus. And, you know, the one question I have as well, how were they allowed into the arena? That's what really sticks out to me. You know, the UFC, they knew this incident went down with Artem Lobov and Khabib the day prior. So, you know, what were the security doing? That's what I have to ask. And why were they letting the arena? It's puzzling to me.
Dana White said, despicable. Why would I, when people asked, would he do business again with McGregor? But what you're saying there, security was lax. Ultimately, do the UFC care? Is this a damaging incident for the UFC? Or is this going to be actually one of the main news stories on many of the networks across America, and everybody's talking about Conor McGregor, about Dana White, and about the UFC again?
Well, we can only speculate, you know. We'll see what happens with the police and see if that, you know, comes to fruition. But yeah, listen, people are going to be talking about this. I think there's a lot more people here stateside going to be buying the pay-per-view on Saturday night to see if Conor's going to be in the arena or to see what happens with the police. So yeah, to a certain extent, the UFC, you know, as we say, you know, any publicity is good publicity. So, you know, but for us, I think back home, you know, it's very damaging, again, for the reputation of the sport, which really sort of worries me, you know, so I'm not too sure how the UFC are going to handle this, whether Dana sticks to his word. He's obviously gone back on his word many times in the past. So I think we can just speculate for the moment and see what Dana says for tomorrow or maybe even this evening.
And has there been any official comment from the NYPD?
No, not as I'm speaking to you at the moment. There's been no official word from the NYPD. But Dana has come out, as I've said, and said Conor McGregor, there's a warrant out for his arrest. So it's going to be interesting really to see what happens. I don't think we can really say much more until we get, you know, confirmation from the NYPD.
We can actually hear from Dana White on how Conor McGregor and his team got in.
What happened here today is Conor and approximately 20 guys apparently were let in through the doors by the MacLife guys who were credentialed here. They opened the doors for them through an entrance. They stormed the building, got down to the loading docks where the fighters were getting on the buses and started to attack the buses, throwing trash cans and dollies and things like that. Broke one of the windows and cut Michael Chiesa really bad. He cut his head, he cut his face. Rose Namajunas apparently was almost hit. She's super upset right now and basically left and walked back to the hotel. Hurt one of our employees, broke one of our employees' knuckles and other injuries, and obviously everybody's shaken up when 30 thugs storm a, you know, these guys are all cutting weight and getting ready for a fight. This is the most disgusting thing that has ever happened in the history of the company.
There's always a temptation, Niall, when it comes to McGregor, to make light of the situation, to sort of laugh these things off. From what you're saying, from what Dana White's saying, he may have pushed his luck a little bit too far this time.
Yeah, 100%. You know, it's been going on. The Bellator incident, the reported incident the rumored incident in the Dublin pub. Then we had the homophobic slur, and then we had this. There's just only so much, you know, you can push the boundaries as much as you want, but I think this could be the final straw for McGregor. For me, I think it's a despicable, appalling act, especially, as I said, you know, with Michael Chiesa getting injured now, a guy who's been out injured for quite some time, making his return to the octagon. You know, he's jeopardizing other people's safety when he's doing things like this, and it's just not acceptable.
Niall, great stuff. Thanks a lot for taking the call. Niall McGrath there from Off the Ball and from Severe MMA joining us from New York City. We will keep you updated with any of the latest developments as the show goes on. And also tomorrow morning from 7:45 a.m. on OTB AM.
Off the Ball.
Find us on Twitter at Off the Ball.
News Talk 106 to 108.